Be'ezah Shem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Talmud Hilchos Shabbos in the Sefer Zman of the Book of Designated Times, which, as we had said in the previous Perek, the Lamatas Malachas, in this Perek, we start from the beginning, the Av Malachas, starting from Charisha, from the first one plowing, up until Lisha, up until the Malacha of kneading. As Rambam begins now to discuss in detail the liability of each and every one of the Lamatas Malachas. HaChayrish, regarding plowing, Kol Shu, even if one plowed even a minute amount, Chayiv is going to be liable for the malacha of Charisha. Hamanakish, b'ikari hilonis, if someone weeds by the roots of trees, which he uproots the bad grasses in the garden, over makarsim asavim, or if someone cuts off the dried branches, or the dried grass, or he cuts off the soft branches from the tree, and he's doing it, and it's important, the intention. Can make the ground better, so that's preparing it that it could be planted, which is essentially the concept of chayrish. It's going to be a derivative of melacha of plowing. The moment he does even a minute amount of that, chayv is going to be liable. And so if someone evens out the surface of the field, let's say there was a mound, and he lowered it down, and he smoothed it out. Or he filled up a valley. He's liable for plowing because that helps you now easily plant. And the shira, it's measurement. It's going to be kosher minute amount. So to anyone who smooths out pits, shira kosher, it's measurable will be a minute amount. That's a malacha of chayrish. Moving on to the second malacha, halacha beis of hazareya. Someone plants kosher even minute amount, the smallest thing that he plants, chayrish is going to be liable. So to hazoimer se'ilon. Now here also it's the same pruning of the tree, but he's doing it kadesh yitzmach. Not that you could plant something over there, but actually that it's something that's planted or will sprout. That's similar to the malacha of planting. But if someone waters the sprouts and the trees on Shabbos, so that's not the actual planting, like that's actually the direct stimulation of the growth. How is it toled zareah? Here it's a derivative already of zareah. It's something secondary to planting. But chayim b'kosher, you'd be liable. But that's already a telada. So if someone soaks the wheat or the barley, creates them in mamayim, or similarly in water, or is it telada zareah? That's a derivative of zareah that helps it grow better. B'chayim b'kosher, you can be liable for a minute amount. Halacha gimel, next malacha, hakoitzer, regarding someone harvests, cuts off from the source. Kegregor is the size of a dried fig. Chayiv, that's going to be liability for that malacha. And b'toilish, which harvest is with a vessel and Tailish is detached with one's hand, is Tailad is Kaitzeru. That's a derivative of the Malacha of harvesting. B'chaloika dov megdilu eba, uproot something from its growth, Chayim Mishum Kaitzer is liable for that of Kaitzer, of cutting off. Leviga, therefore, Tzeroyer, if you have a rock, Sha'olu by a sub, with grass is growing on it, or Vakishas, or if let's say you have a sprout in the form of like wicks that sprout on thorn bushes, Sha'olu b'snet, that it grew up on the bush, or vasavim shetzamchal gav hachavis. So you have grass that's just sprouting on the back of a barrel. Hatoish member, someone detaches from it. Chayiv is going to be liable. Shazahu mokum gedum. This is where this fungi, this is where this growth grows, and that's a derivative of a kaitzer. Aval hatoilish ma'atzitz she'enin akiv. But if someone detaches from a pot that doesn't have a hole, pot is exempt. Neshe'enze mokum gedum. That's not where its growth is. Because it usually grows from the ground, and here it's not connected to the ground. But v'atz is not good. But if you have the pot that has a hole, b'chdei sharish kot, in the mount of a small little root, how is it karetz? That is like it's already like in the ground because it does nurture from that. But touch from the chayim, some detached from it would be chayiv for kaitzim. Halacha dal. Now kol zera, any seed, shiktzirase mitzamechas ayse megidalaltoi, that when you harvest, it helps it sprout and helps it grow. For example, aspasta, which is animal fodder, or the silk or beets, when you actually cut it, actually stimulates its growth. If someone cuts it off by mistake, he's liable for two sin offerings. Achas one is because he's harvesting, he's getting the actual thing that he cut off. And the achas didn't also because it's planting, it's stimulating growth. So too regarding pruning. And at the same time when he's pruning, which helps it grow better, he needs the wood. So he's liable for harvesting. And also because it's causing it the planting to be better. Gavshusha shall offer, if you have a bundle, if you have a pile of earth, sha'olu ba'asavim, that grass is growing in it. So higbim ala aretz, if you lift it up from the ground, b'nich al gabi seydis, and you put it on two pegs, so chayim shal tolet, you're liable for detaching it from the ground, because now it's detached. And you're taking it from, like we said, nurturing from the ground to not. And the other way is also, choice of gabi seydis, it was on pegs, b'nich ala aretz, now you put it on the ground, chayim shal tolet, you're liable for planting, and now it's on the ground, it's going to nurture, and it's going to foster its growth. Now, regarding figs that dried on their branches, or v'chein ilan, so to a tree, that its fruits dried up on the tree itself, someone detached from it on Shabbos would be liable. After Pishim Ka'akurim Lin Tumah, although for the laws of Tumah, there's halacha that it could be considered Mekabel Tumah when it's detached from the source. For that, it's actually going to be Mekabel Tumah. But for Shabbos, it's like it's still attached, and if one detaches it, one would be Chayev for Kaitza. Halacha Hey, Hatoylish Aloshin, if someone detaches chicory, or Hamazarit Zuradin, or if someone goes and cuts the soft branches that are edible, so it depends why you're detaching it. If it's for eating purposes, so then shiur kagregas. The measurement of this kaitza will only be if it has the viability of what you're doing it for, which is for eating. Is it constructive? It's the amount of a dried fig. That's the minimum of what would be considered viable for eating. Now, vim lebehema, if he detached for his animal, well, shiur kamei pigdi. Then we'll see that is viable for that. The measurement is the amount of the mouthful of a kid goat. Vim lasaka, and if he detached it for use it as fuel, as firewood, well then shiur kadeila bashal beya. Then the measurement will be the amount of cooking an egg, that's the minimum viability for that. So it depends what your intent is. Moving on to the next malacha, hama'amar. If someone gathers achal and food items, so it depends. Imlachi, if you're gathering it for eating purposes, shiur kagregas. The malacha ma'amar will only be if you gather the amount of the size of a dried fig. Now, if he gathered for his animal, then its measure will be the amount of filling up the mouth of a goat. If it was to use as fuel, its measure will be the amount of cooking an egg. As Ram explains, this we say, the amount of cooking an egg, whenever we mention that, in all places, he bay a bay nishal tarnagel, and it's a medium-sized egg of chickens. Wherever we say to cook the egg, how much is that? It's the amount to cook an amount of a gregris, the size of a dried fig from an egg. Ugregis, and how big is a dried fig? Is echad mishleishim bebe, is one third of an egg. So essentially, it means to say that the amount of a cooking, a one third of a medium-sized egg of a chicken. And the in Imer, also, to qualify this malacha ma'amah that we're talking about, of gathering is ilbegiduli karkas, the only thing that grow from the ground. Those things, when you gather them together, is a violation of the malacha ma'amah. Halacha vav. Hamakabetz devel, if someone gathers dried figs, and he makes what's called igula devela. He used to make cakes of dried figs. Oy, or another case, he makes holes in figs. And he put a string through them until he made like a necklace. He gathered all of them in one string. He said, that's a derivative of ma'amr. But he's going to be liable because it's similar to gathering them into one place. Anything similar like that would be the teilada of ma'amr. Moving on to the next one, hadash, threshing. So threshing is when you step on it and it detaches it from its husk. Kegregas, if you do the amount of a dried fig, chayiv is going to be liable. And more of a indishel begeduli karka, the malach of threshing is only by things that grow from the ground. Now, v'amefarik, which is extracting something from its that it's connected to, harehi terled desadash. That's a derivative of threshing, where threshing is specifically like, let's say, from the stalk or whatever. So here, anything that's detaching it from its source is a derivative of dash, v'chayiv is going to be liable. Anything something like that would have like schita is squeezing something out from where it's connected, would be a derivative of dash. So, hachayla ves behema, if someone milks a cow, chaymesh mefarik, is liable for this teilada of extracting, taking the milk out from the animal. Or someone injures a living creature that has a skin, that has a hide, leather, chaymesh mefarik, is liable for detaching, because it's coming out from its capillaries out into to beyond that where it's held in. And that is shiyid tzarch ladam sheitz. It's only if he needs the blood that's coming out min chabur from the wound. So then it's considered a constructive act, which is the liability of malacha. Of neskam lahazik babab, but let's say his intention was only to harm, then pot is exempt and they should be calculated because it's a destructive act. And also not going to be liable until the blood or the milk, whatever case we're talking about, that comes out, this kegerg is the size of a dried fig. Halacha chesma, remember when we say this, that he's going to be exempt if his intent was to harm, that's b'chayvel if he was causing an injury by behema and an animal, b'chayu, wild animal, b'oif, and the bird or kids, or similarly type of creatures. If someone injures his friend, although his intent was to harm, chayv is going to be liable, it's considered a constructive act. How so? Because it gives him certain pleasure, it calms him down, because his thoughts have cooled off, and his fury has calmed down. But it's like it's remedying something, it's like constructive in that way. And even though he doesn't need the blood that he was drawing from the person, when he injured him, chayiv is going to be liable, it's considered like mesakim, and he did mefarik by withdrawing the blood from its capillaries. Halacha test. Now, Shmoyne Shrotzim Amur B'Torah, there was eight types of creepy crawly creature that mentioned the Torah, have specific halachas regarding Tumah. So, Heim Sheyeshlim Oiris Lin Shabbos, they're the ones that are considered that they have hides regarding the laws of Shabbos, K'moy Chaya Behem V'Oiv, like Chayas and Behemoths and Oiv have hides. Now, Avashar Shkotzim Adamasim Elam Ar, but other bugs and creepy crawly creatures don't have Ar, they don't have a skin. Meaning, in the context of what we're describing, if someone injures those creatures, Pata is going to be exempt because when he wounds the animal, it's not considered a chabura because it goes right back in. Because they have very soft skin, so it's not considered hides in this context. So the blood that boils up, bubbles up, goes right back in. But the echad chayva behema, but when someone injures an animal, or chayva oif, or a wild animal, or a bird, or b'shmoyne shrotzim, or these eight shrotzim, v'asimim chabura, and he makes a wound, v'yasimim dam, and blood comes out, or the blood bubbles up, even though it doesn't come out and break through the skin, because that was mafarik, removed it from its capillaries where it's connected. Someone squeezes out the fruits to extract its juice from the fruit. Again, it's the same idea. You're removing the liquid from the pre. It's detaching it. It's like dust, like threshing. But he's not going to be liable for the liquids that he squeezes out unless it has kegregris, the measurement of a dried fig. And there's no biblical liability. Only by squeezing out olives and grapes, only those. Because their fruit juices are considered biblically as a liquid, and the others are only considered like part of the fruit itself. Rabbinically, it's forbidden also by berries and pomegranates because some people do squeeze out for their juices. But although he said it is biblically prohibited for grapes and olives, but you're allowed to squeeze out grapes into a food item because shemashka bal oichel, we consider liquid as going into a food item, oichel as food item itself. V'nim zikam zek kemefarik oichel ma'oichel, like you're detaching a food item from a food item, that's not dutch, that's not mefarik, because that's only when you're taking one type from another type. Here it's the same thing, as like cutting a piece of bread into different slices, it's like, because going the liquid going into a salad is like salad itself, so it's like a salad from a salad. Now, avam sachet lekli she'im ba'echel, but if you squeeze it out the grapes into a vessel, into a bowl that doesn't have any food anymore over there, here's a derech that's considered like pressing it v'chayev and is going to be liable. Now, va'asotu v'achel b'techel echel, if someone milks an animal into a food item, or hayonik b'pib, or he nurses with his mouth, so pater, he's going to be exempt, and he's not going to be liable. And v'enechem is not going to be liable, achayechel b'techel kli, like we said, until you milk into a vessel, that's the malacha of mefarik. Lachid alf. Regarding the malachas of Zayra, Boyer, and Merakid that are very similar. So HaZayra, if someone does winnowing, which is removing the chaff from the seeds by throwing it into the ear, or Habor, or selects it, and he does a kegregis amount of a dried fig, Chayv is going to be liable. The Mechabitz, if someone curdles by having the milk become like cottage cheese, or Yitay Ledes Boyer, it's a derivative of the malacha of selecting. And V'chena Boyer, Shemar, Metech, HaMashkin, so if someone selects the dregs from the liquid, or is it Toledes Bayer? That's a derivative of Bayer, of selecting. Oh, Toledes Merakid, or derivative of sifting. And V'chayv is going to be liable because Shazer, because winnowing by Bayer and selecting, by Merakid and sifting, Dimi in the Nainzel is essentially all the same thing about removing the bad and the good. Now, Mema Manu Eisam B'Shalashah, so why would they count that as three separate Avmalachas? Mishakam Malachah, Shoyzim Mishkan, because all types of work, that constructive work that was done in the Mishkan, Mayin Eisam B'Fnasma, is counted independently by itself. Halachid Beis. Habar oichem atayt pesels. If someone selects a food item from the refuse from the waste matter, or he had two types of food items in front of him, and he selects one type from another type, but if he does it with the designated utensil that's used for it, a sifter and a sieve, chayiv is going to be liable for the malach habar. If he does it with kanin, which is a type of like a funnel, or with a large platter, which is an indirect way of doing bar, because it's generally done with a sifter and a sieve, so pati is going to be exempt. And then bir biyadoi, and he does it not with any tool, but rather what he selects with his hand. And lechel alta, and he does it to eat immediately, miyad, then it would be permitted. That's called biyad, miyad, liyad. So those are things that would be permitted. Halacha yud gimel. The habayr pesels mentoich eichel. Someone selects, the eichel is in that case when you took the food item from the bed. Now, in this case, if someone selects the bad, the refuse, the waste matter from the food item, then and even if he does it just with one hand, chayiv is going to be liable. That is the malacha of bayir. Now, vabayir tumasin mitoich pseilus shalem chayiv. Interesting case is if someone selects the turmas bean from its waste matter, he will be chayiv, even though we said before that technically that's different than when you take out the food item from the waste if we said the liability is when you do by hand waste from food item, because nisha basila shalahem, because in the case of the tumasin bean, its waste matter, its bad part, actually mamtekesizes, actually sweetens the very not sweet tumas bean. Kishiyish l'kul eisam imam, when it's cooked and stewed together with them. So then it comes out essentially kibur b'solus mitech eichel. When you take out the tumas bean, which is actually not edible, when you take it out, its waste matter, that waste matter actually helps it taste good. So it's actually taking, it's like taking b'solus from eichel, and then v'chayv can be liable, as we said in the beginning of this halacha. Habur eichel mitech b'solus b'yod. If someone selects a food item from its waste matter with his hand, lahanichoy, to leave it, but it's not to right away. We said if it's miyad, then it's permitted, but it's if it's to leave it, even later on for that day itself of a Shabbos, then nasik kibur loitz, and then it's like selecting to store it away, and therefore v'chayv can be liable because it doesn't fit one of the three conditions of eichel, miyad, and biyad, and it's be liable. It wasn't for immediate consumption. If he had in front of himself two types of mixed foods, so bar echad me'acher u'menich lechel miyad, so he could select one from the other, and he could put it away to eat right away. But if he's selecting, separating these two different types to leave for a later point in time, even with that same day of Shabbos, let's say he was doing selection early in the day to eat it later in the day, he's going to be liable for the malacha of Bar. If someone is sifting the wine, oy shemen or oil, oy mayim or water, or v'chin shor hamashkin, or any other type of liquid with their sifter, so he's going to be liable for this malacha, like we're talking about sifting. V'hu sheishama kegreg, is if he sifted the amount of the dried fig. Ava masan niyayin she'im b'shman, but you could sift wine that has no dregs, because it's not doing anything. Oymayim tzlum b'sidarm, or clear water in a kerchief. U'b'chfif ha'mitzvahs, or in a wicker basket. K'tei she'itzol b'yayisah, to make it more clear. That's not a problem. Also, v'noysin mayim agabi shman, you could put water on top of the dregs, which were put into the sifter from before Shabbos, b'shvil she'itzol, that it should be clear, because putting the water through the, is not doing any sifting, because it's clear. So to be nice and bay a trufa, you could put a mixed egg, l'masanen l'shalchardla, through a sifter of mustard, k'deshitzel, that should come out clear. And chardla shalosha me'av Shabbos, mustard that was kneaded into this paste from before Shabbos, l'mocha m'macha, the next day, one could mix it, that it should be like a liquid, b'shoiz, you could drink it, b'me'yad, b'me'keli, whether by hand, whether in the vessel, v'chin yayin megid, so to wine from its, that was freshly pressed, because matcha toys, as long as it's still fermenting, toidif chavis b'shemereho, you could pour the barrel with its dregs, v'noizun techasadon, you could put it into the kerchief, shadayin lo nifreshu ha-shamar v'neyan yofi yofi, because really, the wine wasn't really so separated from its dregs really so well, and therefore v'chol yayin could go v'echadu, therefore we consider all the wine like one body, and therefore it's not really sifting anything, v'chein nechartel sod regarding the mustard, v'chol kreitzav, anything similar like that. Halacha does vav regarding the next malach about teichin grinding. Kagreg is the shear of a dried fig, chayv is going to be liable. V'chal ha-shoichin tavl mesamon me'machtesh, whoever grinds, the spices or the herbs me'machtesh in a grinder, harez a teichin, that's the malach of teichin, and v'chayv is going to be liable. If someone cuts a detached vegetable very thinly, harez a teled is teichin, that's the malach, the derivative of the malach of teichin. V'chayv is going to be liable. Someone, he's sawing wood. Lahanis ben nesar shlem, to have benefit from the sawdust. Oy hashaf loshen shematech, is pulverizing a metal tongue. Chayiv is liable again. Mishiyash of kosher, but the moment that he pulverizes it, even a minute amount, because that's its utility. Amachatach etzim, but if someone's cutting wood, in a chayiv atchidakta mehem, he's not going to be liable until he cuts very thinly. Kedei levashel kagreges mebeya, that he could go and cook from that size of a gregus of an egg, like we said, because that's its utility. The next malach hamarake kagreges, if someone sifts the amount of a dried fig, chayiv is going to be liable. And regarding the next malach halosh, someone needs, puts together different pieces, kagreges is a kagreges chayiv is going to be liable. Hamagabal is off, if someone kneads together dirt, dust, heard the toled lush, that's a derivative of lush. The kamashru hametz is measurement. So what's the utility of that mud? It's kedei lasa pikur, is to make the opening of the furnace shal tzei bazav of the goldsmiths, where that the opening is where they would fill up the and put the metal over there. That's the measurement. Vein gibel be'eva, but there's no halach of kneading with ashes. And b'lei b'chol agas, not with thick sand. B'lei b'murs, not with bran. B'lei b'kitzim, similarly, because it doesn't mix well. Now, but noisin zera shumshman, some put sesame seeds, like zera pishman or flax seeds, or kids by mime, or some of the things in water, chayim shum lashim lime for lashim neshem misarm, because it does mix together, becomes a paste. And then, they can become connected one to the other, and therefore one would be liable for the malacha of lash.